This call is being recorded.
That oneness all are experiencing this now. All are feeling this sense of presence, this sense of oneness coming over them. Feel it within yourself as you spread this light, as you spread this energy to all that would take it within them. Those that would not take it within them, send it to them anyway. Invite them to come back. Come back into the light, come back into the love. For as you are sending light to another, you are sending it to yourself. Now begin to see things changing. Begin to see those that were of the darkness now being within the light. Those that were of the darkness and would not turn to the light, see them leaving. In replace of those, see only peace and love throughout the land. The entire world coming together as brothers, as sisters, as one with each other. Everyone helping their fellow brothers and sisters. All coming together. We are all one people. We are all one race. We are all one in unity. We are a unified force. Begin to see councils forming everywhere here on the earth. New members coming into these councils. Ones that wish to spread the word, spread the light and love, peace across the planet. So that they do not have to have the experience. Be a part of these councils. They only need the desire to serve. Now also many ships coming, many ships showing themselves in the skies. Many of you have already been seeing that as we are doing this exercise. See the ships coming in the many, landing in what have become spaceports. No longer airports, but now spaceports. Where all can enter these ships, travel throughout the solar system, throughout the galaxy. You can enter the trains that are deep within the Earth and travel to all areas of the Earth within minutes. Whether above or below. Wherever you find yourselves now, take this image that you have, take this vision that you have, bring it back with you. bring it back with you to your physical body. Come back down the pillar of light, back down into the room, wherever you find yourself, back towards your physical bodies. Know that what you have just done is more helpful than you can imagine to the entire world process, to this entire meditation process. Just as you are doing this now, there are many across the planet that are also doing this in a similar time frame. Two or more are gathered in my name, there will I be amongst you, was spoken by Yeshua, as Ananda was speaking through him. Allow yourselves now to come back into your physical forms, back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Know that many of the changes that we have been speaking of, that you have been hearing of, are certainly in the works. Nothing is being held to chance. All is being orchestrated, as you have heard many times now. Because of this great orchestration, because of the many items and pieces of this puzzle that need to come together, it is taking what would appear to you to be a longer wait. But we tell you, I tell you now, it is only a short time on the entire stretch of space-time continuum. All is being readied. All is being put out in front so that all can move forward at the pace and in the time frame and in the frequency that is necessary. You are all a part of this, all of you, all that would listen and read these words, you are all a part of this great plan. Some have a larger part, seeming larger part. Others have what they would think is a smaller part. But all are a part of this nonetheless. There is no greater and no smaller when all is one. So whatever you are doing in your daily activities, to visualize, create in your minds the new world, you are having an effect. With all of these minds, with all of these that are coming together to create the new golden age, there is nothing that can hold it back any longer. They continue to try, but their efforts are now becoming as futile. We are with you. We have always been with you and always will be with you. We are your brothers and sisters. There is nothing, nothing at all at this time that can hold this back from happening. So trust. Trust in yourselves. Trust in each other. Trust in the love that you have for all of mankind. Because all of mankind is about to go through a major shift. I am Saint Germain. I appreciate the time that I can spend with you and look forward greatly to those times where we will meet in person. You will remember me. I will certainly know you. All peace and love be with each of you. Continue on as you have been, for all will take care of itself as you move forward your everyday moment. Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Manu serves here with you to assist you in your questions and answers and all of these things that we can do to be of service. And please know that as we are attempting to be of service to you, you are certainly of service to us. And we appreciate the camaraderie back and forth that we can have in these times as we come together on these Sunday afternoons. And it is a wonderful time, and we look at this as an appointment. We look at this as a time that we come together and you come together and you have what is you call a recharge each week. And it is important that you have this recharge, because your day-to-day activities can tend to bog you down at times, can they not? You all have this, but we are also noticing that these are becoming lesser and lesser. Are you also not noticing this? That these times of feeling like you are lesser than, or you feel depressed, or all of these things, are they not becoming lessened?
Yes, yes.
You are finding that you are being in joy more and more and more. And this is what you strive for. This is what you want, to come into these higher vibrations, because these higher vibrations bring joy. They are joy in themselves. And you will experience this more and more and have this expression of love and oneness. And yes, you will also have what Sanat Kumara called the initiation, the mass initiation. That is coming. It is already upon many of you. You have just not felt it yet directly, but it will be. It will be in your sleep time. It will be in your waking time. It will be at whatever time it comes, but it will be here. And for some, it has already been here, and you are in that process. Know that this is all a process of ascension. This is all a part of it. Your DNA expanding, your pineal gland coming alive, your higher heart reawakening, all of these things, your memories returning to you, your mind expanding, and on and on and on and on. And you have yet no idea of still what is to come. We can throw out little stories to you or glimpses. We can give you a little bit here and there, but we cannot even begin to give you the totality of what you are going to experience. We will take questions now, if you have questions for one who serves or Ashira, who is standing by.
Diana, and I have a question in regards to inner earth, and we've been talking that when the event happens, we will be able to meet with our brothers and sisters from Agartha. But now that the revelations have been stated that the earth is honeycombed, there are other species down there. How do we interact with them, or do we? I mean, is that coming up to the surface as well?
So much is coming to the surface, but we will turn this over to Ashira if she wishes to start here.
Yes, I will start. Thank you. One who serves. Diana, all of those that you are going to be meeting are from all sources, all dimensions, all and everything.
not worry about those that you hear that may not be of the proper, that is not the word we want to say. Do not worry about those that you have heard are in the negative state or not in the same state as those that you would welcome upon the earth. For all of these are being cleansed, cleared, and changed. All of those in the earth, on the earth, and above and throughout the planet, throughout everywhere. This is a change taking place for all. This is a change that is taking place, we know, within the planet and upon the planet. That is all that we would say at this time. Thank you.
Yes, and as you would move into the higher vibrations, you will be in a position, you might say, where you can interact with those of higher vibration and also those of lower vibration if you wish. But at this present time, as you are in still lower vibrations, much of the time it is difficult to interact with those at higher levels. But that will all change. And as Ashira has said, do not be concerned with the interaction with those of lower vibration, because that will be up to you if you wish to interact with this or not. And there will become the opportunities, if you wish, to do exactly that in the times to come. That will be another level of becoming of service, if you wish. Other questions here now?
I have a question. I've been listening. This is Natalie. I've been listening to Corey Good and David Wilcock talking more and more about artificial intelligence. How can we protect ourselves from these AI communication, mind manipulating beings?
Yes. Very simply, be in the higher vibrations. And those of lower vibration, as you are speaking of in terms of this AI influence, mm-hmm. cannot affect you. Just as you are now in a situation here and now that they also cannot affect you. They will try. There will be attempts at attacks and things of nature. If you are not finding yourself protected at a time, this can happen. But for the most part, if you are operating in higher vibrations, there is nothing that can affect you. Nothing that can affect you at the three-dimensional level. See? Mm-hmm. So more and more, this is why we continue to assert ourselves in this, that you come to understand that more and more you find yourselves at these higher vibrations and these higher frequencies. So therefore, as you are doing this, you are not only finding yourself in the higher vibrations, but you are also moving more fully through the ascension process as well. The more that you can remain in those higher levels. See?
Yes.
It is very simple, even. All you need to do is replace those lower vibrational emotions with higher vibrational emotions. Feel gratefulness. Feel joy within you. Feel love. Be love. All of these things. You are feeling sorrowful, allow it to be there, but move past it. Replace it. Sorrow with joy. See? Simple things as seeing the beauty around you. Where others would see ugliness, you see beauty. There can be beauty in the smallest little details. Green grass growing. Leaves changing on the trees. The wind rustling through the trees. Sky, the beautiful sky. Have you not been seeing the beautiful skies? Mostly? Bright blue? Sun shining through? See that as the beauty. See that as Gaia coming alive once again. this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Probably way more than you were banking on, huh?
Yeah, perfect.
Are there other questions here? Oh, anything to add here, Asira?
No, you did a beautiful job. Thank you.
Anything else here? Other questions?
Well, I have a question about Natalie's question. For those that can overcome influences like AI, like you're saying, to rise above it and heighten your vibration and see the beauty, what about those that can't do that, that aren't awake? How do we help them?
Very good question. You help them by being who you are. In every respect, be who you are. And if the situation should come up where they have some type of question or response that opens a door for you to begin to share with them, then do so. If not, simply share your light, share your love. And that will go a long way to influencing them. You send your light to another being as you walk past them, on the walk, in the store, anywhere it might be. Send light. They will take this light. They will take it within them. Even if they are not consciously aware of this, it will do so. You hear many times of a smile can change a person's entire outlook on life at that very moment. Simple smile. See?
Yes, but what about those that aren't in close proximity? I understand what you're saying, but they may not be near us.
This is what the mass meditation is doing across the entire planet. It is affecting many more than you can possibly imagine at this time. Trust. Trust in your light. Trust in your love as a light worker, as a light warrior, as a light sharer. Anything to add here, Ashira?
Say that there is no distance and no time, Joanna.
Any further questions here?
I have another question. This is Diana.
Yes.
The news of late, El Chapo was captured, or he voluntarily turned himself in. We're not too sure about that. But it was stated, or it had been told, that once he was in custody, that he would turn evidence against the Bush trafficking, drug trafficking ring. Can you tell us if there is anything that's going to happen that's going to be pushing the Bushes into arrests such as that?
All of this is already in process. All of this is already in the works. There is no concern about this. Those that will not turn to the light will be consumed by the light. There is nothing to be concerned here. You will see these things come about, however it might be. There are many that are speaking out in what are considered behind the scenes that you are not yet aware of because of your mass media being controlled still. But the control is dropping now. You are beginning to see more and more of these things being released. And there will be many arrests that will come about. This is all still coming. They're starting at the lower levels and moving their way up. They're taking the legs right out from under them, you might say.
Is that why the lottery winnings is like to distract us from whatever's going behind the scenes, why it's so big? It's like 1.3 billion. What's going on to keep us focused on that and distract us from everything else that's going on?
Sheila, would you wish to answer there
first? I will answer this first. Thank you. There are so many things that are distractions. Distractions for the masses. The lottery is one that you mentioned. But there are so many other things that are distractions at this time in your world to try to keep you away from all that is happening. Try to keep the sense of normalcy in your lives. The truth is that as more and more and more people awaken, they see these things. They recognize them for what they are. So be at peace, dear one, because you are one who is aware of these things. And there are so many other ways of money coming into all of your lives. All of your lives in ways that will please you tremendously. So yes, well, there are those distractions. Those of you in this room and on this phone and in other ways you are reading these things, know that they are on their way out. Thank you.
Very good. You took the words right out of our mouth. Or should we say James's mouth? Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've noticed that I recently was in this higher vibration. When I'm trying to speak to people that are at a lower vibration, like when I went to Subway and tried to order a sandwich, they couldn't understand what I was saying and kept asking me to repeat myself and over again, and they heard different things in what I was saying over and over again. I'm wondering, and this is happening, that I can't communicate with people that are very close-minded, that they can't hear me. And I was wondering if there's some way to change that so that I can adjust what I'm saying.
Yes. This is one reason why you were suggested to read the book, Unveiled Mysteries. There is a chapter in there that speaks largely about what you are saying here. It is about power coming within you. It is about power coming through you. It is about a knowing and an understanding coming over you that gives you the words to say at the right time, gives you whatever is needed at that moment to be able to positively affect another. So all of this is coming for you, my dear sister. Know that you are greatly a part of this entire orchestration that is going on. As of yet, you do not yet know how fully you are going to be of service here. This is your awakening call. Anything to add here, Ashira?
Dear one, there are others in this room that have had similar experiences. Had similar experiences with speaking with other people and not being heard, have had similar experiences of trying to move into doorways that did not open because it did not sense them. You are on your path. You are in your awakening. And these things will happen. Share with others in this room and know that you will have a commonality of experiences. So as one who serves has said, you will find answers in this book, but do not think that you are someone standing alone, for there are others with you, and we are with you as well. Thank you.
Can I ask you to repeat the name of the book, please?
Unveiled Mysteries.
Unveiled Mysteries?
Yes, by Gottfried Ray King.
It's funny because the doors in the apartment both broke recently over and over again. I don't know if it's that too, but.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question on the phone.
Yes.
One who serves.
Yes.
I woke up one morning and I thought I heard water dripping from my kitchen faucet or my bathroom. And it was so loud. So I looked over to my window to the right of me, and I thought it was rain dripping, possibly, but I didn't think it rained. And then all of a sudden, I realized it was my heart. My heart was beating so loud in my chest that I thought it was going to come out. And it happened again the other morning, not as loud. And I'm getting so I don't want to go to sleep at night. I stay up as late to almost fall asleep because I have these dreams. And then I wake up feeling like I can't get up. I can't walk. I feel like I've been working all night, doing some real heavy work, like driving a big truck or whatever. Could you please help me maybe understand what is happening?
Yes. What we can say here is, as Sanat Kumara has said, the initiation process or movements of consciousness will happen differently for everyone. So you are experiencing this beginning of this process in the way that you are describing here, whereas others are describing it as an expansion of the mind or whatever else it might be. It is going to be different for many here. So just know that it is that you are in that process. You are in the process of ascension. You are in the process of an initiation that is happening as we speak now. And all of this is going to come together for you as it needs to. Anything to add here, Ashira?
Thank you.
Please do not be afraid to sleep at night. That is part of the process. Take time to appreciate your body. Take time to appreciate the process. Take time to appreciate yourself. And know that as you are moving through this process, that it becomes easier for you, not more difficult, not to be afraid of. Is that all right, my dear one?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, bless you.
Very good. Other questions here?
Just to comment on, it was Rita on the phone, right? This is Maria. Before I go to sleep, for the past few weeks, off and on, you know, like when you ring a crystal bowl and then that vibration, I get it around my, like, the head, my head. And that's like when I'm laying in bed and I got to get up and I'm like, is that the planes outside or is it a noise in the house? So I guess I can relate to her question also. Maybe it's just all the shifting that's going on, you know, with everything. But at night also, and I also have a hard time falling asleep. And one day I did get up a little tired from because I couldn't sleep. But I'm not afraid of going to sleep, but I'll sleep.
Yes, is there a question in there somewhere?
No, I just wanted to.
A comment.
Yes.
Very good.
Later.
Would there be any other questions here?
I have something that I want to ask. When we glibly say, in my opinion, those of lower vibration and those of higher vibration, don't we create a separation rather than a oneness?
Yes, you are absolutely correct. You are creating that separation just as you have been programmed to be a part of the separation and within this illusion for a great long period of time. But we're saying now, as you are beginning to, you are going to begin to find a separation that is going to be happening here. It is going to be mostly at an unconscious or subconscious level that it is going to occur, and it is going to be moving you into a like vibration with others of the same vibration. This is all part of the process. So it is not to say that you are going to need to say goodbye to your family or your friends or anything of this nature, although that may happen. It is all part of the orchestration that is going on that is creating a sense of separation, which will be happening here. It is not something that you can control or be responsible for at this time. Understand this?
Yeah, but that seems contrary to oneness.
Yes, we understand this. And it is not to say that you will not continue to love those, but there needs to become this change in vibration that will be a part of your expression. And as your vibration shifts to higher vibrations and stays there more fully and regularly, it will create a schism between those that are of higher vibration and those are no longer of a low, of what you would call a lower vibration. You understand this? Anything to add here, Ashira? Maybe you can put it in better or different words here.
Think of this, Joanna, as people on a beltway. There are people in the front, and there are people in the middle, and there are people at the end. That way there is more of a unity. If everyone is placed on this same beltway that is traveling this ascension pathway. We understand that our use earlier of the negative forces in the hollow earth areas may be something that is sticking with you. However, these are part of a lower vibration. And so on this beltway that runs in front of you, perhaps they are at the end. Perhaps they make it with the light and the love. Perhaps they do not. Everything is of oneness as we see it from where we are standing. Everything upon the planet and within the planet and above the planet is part of the universal one. Question again?
The question that I have is, and I don't know how to put this into words. However, it feels to me like when we, and I understand the beltway, that's a beautiful analogy. However, if we are higher in vibration or if we attain higher vibration, it seems that it would be easier to love those and communicate with those and light their path. Just like the ascended masters and the archangels come to us, which we're of lower vibration than they are, but they come to us and extend their light to us. Wouldn't it be simpler and more comprehensive for us to extend our light to those? And what brought this feeling on to me for me was not about the hollow earth, but the comment about, and I don't mean to be judgmental, but the comment about the people at Subway not being able to communicate or not listening or not being able to respond. And I feel like when we get into that state of mind, because I've been there many times, when we get into that state of mind that we cannot communicate or we cannot reach those, we're actually creating that separation with our perspective rather than creating a oneness with our perspective and finding a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We are going to remind you, just as we have been reminded here, of another analogy that was given by Sananda some time ago, where he spoke of the race. He spoke of everyone within a race here. You are all running this marathon, and you are running it and running it, and some are running it far ahead of the others and are coming near to the finish line, and others are straggling back, and others are come to a walk. Others are maybe crawling. Others maybe have stopped completely. But all are in this race. All are moving toward the finish line at their own pace, at their own level that they can continue with. And as those that cross the finish line do so early on, they turn around and reach back and assist those that are coming close to the finish line to help them across. And when they cross, they turn around and help others that are straggling further behind. Some may even turn around and go back and help others. Others may go all the way back, and those that were stopped and were no longer able to move, they pick them up and carry them. You see, it is all a part. This is all a oneness. This is all a part of this, all a part of this great plan, this great orchestration that is happening. So all have a piece to play in this. So know that even though all will not finish this race at the same time, will not cross the finish line at the same time, they will all cross the finish line at some point or another. And those that do not want to run the race at all will not run the race. See? Does this assist you? understanding here.
Oh, sure. I mean, I understand all the analogies. I'm just talking about in every in the moments of our lives being open to reaching out. It's like
this is what we are speaking
yeah,
of: is
like,
reaching out
sure.
to those that are straggling behind whenever you can. But if you cannot, or if they are not wanting to, you cannot pull them across. See?
But we can send them love.
Yes, certainly.
And
you are
love.
Doing this with your meditation each week. Yes, certainly you can always do that.
Which increases their vibration.
That is correct. Will there be any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
I want to ask about my younger sister, Shirley, who is still struggling with physical problems in her condition. Do you see that she is at a state where she is just not willing to go on any longer and... you know, that she's just given up and she's, you know, just doesn't wish to go on any longer.
Ira, you
yes.
wish to go first here, we
yes.
know.
Thank you. Dear one, it is not for us to tell you whether or not someone wishes to continue or not. It is your job as her sister and as her friend to love her, to know that she is in the highest care and that exactly what happens will be. That is the truth of the matter. And it is not for you to be concerned about because you cannot affect her one way or the other. However, can assist her with light and prayer that she knows best is in effect for her and for her life.
Simply, as much as you can, be there for her in whatever aspect of that would be within her needs at that time. Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, this is Valerie.
Yes.
My son recently moved in with and his best friend. He gave him away yesterday. And gets depressed very easily. So I would like everyone to share some blood. Mark. And could you tell me why he did that?
Ira? Go first with
yes,
this?
Yes, I will.
Valerie, welcome to our group.
Thank you.
You're pleased you heard the call.
I did.
He gave away his best friend.
Yeah.
At this point in time, he feels that he cannot be there for that one. He feels that he is not fully in the point of control of being able to share fully, care for this one. Also concerned about the effect it'll have on you to have kept this creature, this dog. One, many, many parents in this room have been through these times before. Many of the parents in this room have asked us, what can I do? What we tell them each to love in your life. Be with him fully and completely, and yet cannot, should not try to repair him. Try to change him. Your job at this moment in time is to love him. to allow this to go through his system and bring about the changes internally. You are deeply attached to this one. Feel this.
Yeah.
Call out to all of us who are with you, Valerie. He shall be with you as you love this one. And watch as he does what he needs to do. He is coming into his own strength. It may not look like it to you, but it is his way of traveling his path. Does that answer your question?
Oh my gosh, that helps so much. Thank you.
Bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions here?
I have a question. This is Natalie. It's been very insightful to hear all of the questions today, and I just want to ask you to elaborate a little bit on the empowerment of the mantra that we can actually use every day. The power of affirmations, the power of love, the power of sharing through the power of the words. How can you elaborate on this?
In terms of using an affirmation each day?
Yeah, to use the, a mantra.
Find what is within your heart. Find what it is that is within your desire, what brings you joy, what brings you a knowing of remembering who you are and all of these types of things. Find this and then ask for a guidance. Ask for guidance to come to you, whether it be an affirmation or a mantra or whatever it might be, something that has an effect within you. And this will, if it is a mantra, it will raise your vibration, your frequency in that moment that you are using it. This is what it is for. And if it is an affirmation, it will help you in creating your desires, bringing your desires about. And all of this can be of assistance. And certainly, as you are in your everyday activities, remember always to be in the higher vibrations whenever you can. Have higher level thoughts. Have higher level feelings. See? Again, joy instead of sorrow. Love instead of fear. Etc., etc. Anything to add here, Ashira?
We would ask, did that answer your question, Natalie?
Yes, it did. I mean, this is something that I totally agree. It's fine.
Thank you.
It is not for us, either of any of us here as one who serves or as Shira, to give it to you. It is for you to find it within yourself, and it will come to you, whatever it is that it needs to be. Simply ask. Go within and ask. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That's great.
Anything further here before we need to release channel here?
Just one thing. When another individual is experiencing emotional pain and we're related to that individual, it seems, you know, like a mother to a child, it seems that often we feel helpless and to do anything because it's in 3D, we do feel helpless. And I just want to remind all of us of our power, that we have immense power to uplift others. And that the what you're saying about being joy rather than sadness, etc., just that as beings of light, and we all are, we can extend that light just like in the meditation, but in a moment by moment basis, and it will help heal others.
Yes.
I just want to remind you.
Yes. Very good. Very good. We release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. Shanti.